So our next speaker is Saoirse Redmond. Saoirse is a 22-year-old social science graduate from Coolock, who's currently working with the Kellogg's European headquarters in Swords. During her studies, she completed her social policy thesis on educational disadvantage in Dublin 17. She describes herself as a young, motivated, and active member of the Coolock community who, through her social research, can see many areas that need addressing and improving in this area. So Saoirse is going to talk to us about changing family and community attitudes to education. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Saoirse Redmond, and like you said, I'm a 22-year-old Maynooth University graduate. While I was there, I studied social science, which includes social policy and sociology. And throughout my 3 years there, I was exposed to inequalities that can be found in the Irish education system. The focus of my speech today will be on the inequalities that are found in second level education in Dublin 17 in particular. So in 2014, research was done by the HEA, which is the Higher Education Authority, and it found that students from Dublin 17 were only 15% likely to go on to third level education. This is the lowest in Ireland. So when I heard this statistic, I didn't believe it, because myself and my two sisters, we're from Dublin 17 and we went on to third level education. But then I sort of took a moment and then I thought about the other students that were living in my neighbourhood, and I could only think of a handful that actually went on to college. So for my social policy thesis, I decided to dedicate it on educational disadvantage, particularly looking at students from Dublin 17. So one of my key findings from my research was that students' performance has a direct correlation with levels of aspirations and expectations. So that basically means, if there are aspirations at home, do your parents expect you to do well? Does your school expect you to do well? Do you expect to do well? If there are low levels of expectations, you're not going to succeed. So upon hearing this, I realised that the levels of expectations in Dublin 17 were really, really low. This was further amplified by the ERSI, which found that there is a clear correlation between student and teacher relationship. If you have a good relationship with your teacher, then you're more likely to succeed in class, you're more likely to go on to further education, and you're more likely to succeed. So, in knowing this, I thought to myself, well, should all the blame and all the responsibility be put on the teachers than on the schools? Should more responsibility not be put on the local families and the community? Should there not be a more ground-driven push for education? So, one of the local community activities that is run in Dublin 17 is the Challenger Programme, and it's actually run by the Northside Partnership. This programme takes 200 students from 5 schools across the area, and it gives them extra support, additional financial aid, and it also includes the parents in the programme. At the completion of this programme, the parents are given an opportunity to progress onto further education along with support for their children. So why is it important to include parents? Well, basically, research was found in 2009 that stated the higher level of educational attainment where the mother had a direct correlation to their children doing better in school. Basically, your mom's doing good and you're doing good. So, what we need is a more family and community-driven expectations and encouragement. Another huge factor that I found in my research was that cost had a huge implication for students going on to third level education. Costs are very high. There are so many supports out there. The likes of Susie, they pay for your fees and they also offer financial aid. Along with the Northside Partnership, they give financial aid as well. And if it actually wasn't for the Northside Partnership and Susie, I wouldn't have been to college because they aided me throughout my 3 years in study. It was also found that students from Dublin 17 found the return of money to be more important than going to college. So when I was doing my research, I thought to myself, well, you know, education, it shouldn't be a sacrifice. It should be an investment that we make, and we need to make students aware of that. Just because you're going to education straight after school, it doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, no money week to week. There are funds out there that will help you. And then there's also studies that have shown the clear correlation between educational attainment and then income. So if we want to try and break the cycle of intergenerational poverty in Coolock, we need to encourage our students to go on to third level education. and we need to make them aware of the funds that are out there and available to them. And then my last piece of research that I found is the importance of language and literacy in the classroom. Basil Bernstein, a sociologist, was really concerned about the hidden curriculum in classrooms, and he found that working class students generally had what was called a restricted code, which basically meant they had basic language, and that working or middle class students had elaborate codes. And since schools are essentially a middle class system, if you have a basic code, you're not going to develop as well, or you're not going to take as much from schools as your middle class counterpart would. So what can we do about this? Well, the Coolock Library, it's at our doorstep, and it is exploding with loads of free books that is going to help language and literacy issues. So we need to push our students to go out and use this service because it's free, it's essential, and there's clear positives to it. So perhaps you could do, you know, reading competitions, or there could be family-orientated activities, or maybe the library could send letters home to get students to come and use their services. So the message that I'm trying to get across here today is, if I can go to college in 1917, anybody else can.